Ki'i, I have two more questions for you, and maybe we can combine it into one answer. One is, how do you start this process? How do you pick measures in CSTAT? And the second is, how did that process lead to one of the accomplishments that I know you all are especially proud of, which is increasing family contact with youth who are in correctional settings?
The first thing you have to do is determine measures, and that evolves over time, right? Like you start typically with things like, what do you already collect? What are you federally or state required to report on? But sometimes that's not adequate. And sometimes you have to really challenge yourself to look at what are more meaningful outcomes than the ones that I'm federally required to report on. And I think in this case, you know, Reggie was really challenging the division to think about what is meaningful to a youth. And one of the things we really think, and ultimately we would have to test this hypothesis, and I think that's, you know, something we are thinking about, is if we continue to have families engaged with their children while they are in correctional settings, wouldn't they be more likely to have better outcomes when they go back out into the community? And it was through the CSTAT process and Reggie really driving to this concept that the division was really pressed to come up with, well, how could we measure this? And so they came up with a way of, and defined it, like every youth should have a contact with their family on a monthly basis. So that was the measure. And in order to, you know, work towards that measure, the division did a number of things, like they changed their policies to make access, you know, to their own children easier and access to families easier. And then they also began pushing their own, their providers. So we have state facilities we run, but we also contract with a number of providers who have residential facilities. And, you know, now we're piloting with those residential providers ways that they can increase their family engagement. So we've been able to increase the frequency of contact, or the percent of youth who get contact with their families, from anywhere about 50 to 60%, I think, is where we started, and now we're in the 90% range. The next thing that we're challenging ourselves to do is look at, well, what is that quality of contact? So it's one thing, right, to just get a text message from your family members. It's another thing to have, you know, face-to-face contact or meaningful conversations or activities that we could do together. And I think that's where CSTAT is great. We push ourselves, we achieve goals, and then we kind of set the bar a little higher for ourselves.